in the limelight.
Neither COVID-19 is a permanent pandemic, nor does the rule of the Saudi Wahhabi have any permanency. Without the dangers of any epidemic disease and without the humility of obtaining a Saudi visa, the Hajj will retain its Abrahamic and Muhammadan spirit to unite Muslims on the common platform of monotheism. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading, Neither Corona is Permanent nor Occupiers of Islamic Sites. Stay tuned for more. The annual Hajj pilgrimage is the symbol of Islamic unity, of mankind's dignity, and of humanity's spirituality. It is indeed an excellent opportunity for the monotheists of a symbolic meeting with the unseen, but omnipresent creator of the universe, who has cautioned mankind of Satan's sedition through such devilish tendencies as atheism, idolatry, egotism, and all sorts of evil ways that includes Zionism, Takfirism, Communism, and Capitalism, which has splintered the human race. Indeed, those who perform the Hajj pilgrimage, not as mere ritual, but with focus on the dynamic teachings of Prophet Abraham and the last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny are like those who have been born again. This means those who brag about their questionable claim to be the guardians of the noble sanctuary solely because they happen to be in military occupation of the cities of Mecca and Medina should know there is a big responsibility on their shoulders. They cannot call themselves Muslim yet divide the ranks of the Ummah on the basis of narrow sectarian attitudes and by taking the archenemies of Islam, such as the U.S. and the Zionist regime, as their guardians. This year, the Saudi regime of Riyadh, which is in occupation of the land of revelation, Hejaz, since 1925, has limited the number of pilgrims to less than 60,000 and restricted the Hajj only for those living within its political boundaries, but refusing to issue visas for the faithful from other countries. Glory to the Lord Most High. Neither COVID-19 is permanent pandemic, nor does the rule of the Saudi Wahhabi have any permanency. In other words, the future is bright for the Ummah. Without the dangers of any epidemic disease and without the humility of obtaining a Saudi visa, the Hajj will return to its Abrahamic and Muhammadan spirit to unite Muslims on the common platform of monotheism. Even in the present conditions, when travel to Mecca is out of question, the faithful, wherever they happen to be, can adhere to the egalitarian message of the Hajj. And this requires throwing off the yoke of the U.S. and other hegemons. This was the gist of the message of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on this year's Hajj, when he said, "Today, our nations, our youth, our scientists, our religious scholars, our civic intellectuals, our politicians, our political parties, and our people must make up for that dishonorable, embarrassing past. They must stand firm and resist the aggression, interference, and wickedness of Western powers. Usurp Palestine is calling for our help. Innocent, bloodied Yemen torments every heart. The plight of Afghanistan concerns everyone. The bitter events in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and some other countries where the interfering, malevolent hand of the U.S. and its courts is completely visible is stimulating the zeal and determination of all the young people. Naturally, America and its courts are sensitive about the word resistance and have decided to show all kinds of hostility to the Islamic Resistance Front. Some regional governments' cooperation with them is a bitter reality that strengthens those malicious acts as well. These few paragraphs enlighten our minds and brightens our hearts to the Quranic principle of Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, or disavowal of the disbelievers, a concept which was revived by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, during the Hajj pilgrimage, and which the Saudis so brutally tried to suppress on the instructions of their masters in Washington and London. God willing, the coronavirus will be eradicated, and it will take along with it all the enemies of Islam, as well as the hypocrites who masquerade as Muslims to splinter the ranks of the Ummah.